Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Tuesday night edition of Into the Night with Sean Kelly. Our guest tonight, Nancy Thames, she had to cancel for tonight due to some reasons, and so we'll probably get her in the end of sometime in April, what we're going to do. So I want to thank UPRN Radio 105.3, New Orleans 107.7, Mississippi. I think that's how it goes. And I also want to thank Carnation for sponsoring my show tonight. Tonight we have a great show. I called a friend of mine and I asked him if he could fill in because of what happened with Nancy. I just didn't notice. I didn't notice until yesterday. So. But my friend, okay, let me get his thing up. Okay, this is his bio. My guest tonight is Jay Blackburn. In 2018, my wife and I came up with the Northern Appalachian Paranormal Society. I was raised around tales of the paranormal from my family when I was between 7 and 8 years old. I would go to the school library and check out different books on Bigfoot, Ghost, and the Loch Ness Monster. I would watch shows like Unsolved Mysteries and Sightings, which sightings focused more on the paranormal, which helped. I've been truly investigating since 2018, but done little things before that. I'm working on a PhD in the paranormal sciences. I am an ordained minister and a demonologist. His group had an article in American Paranormal Magazine back in 2022, which he believed he was the first in the area to be in that magazine. Without further ado, I want to introduce my guest tonight, my friend, Jay Blackburn. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Sean.
How you doing tonight, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm just grateful that you're coming on at the last minute, and I'm kind of glad I did. You know, like, everything happens for a reason. There's no such thing as coincidences. And unfortunately, what happened to Nancy, you know, maybe she wasn't supposed to be on tonight. You know what I mean? But and then I just thought of you right away, and I'm thinking, you know what? Why don't I just go and ask Jay? Me and Jay, everybody, we have investigated together before with Drake Bowman's group, Oakmont Paranormal Society. And my friend Jay here is a very, very, very good paranormal investigator. So tonight he's going to share, you know, his things on what he does at the paranormal and what he likes to do on investigations and all kinds of other good stuff. Okay. So, Jay, seriously, what got you back and got you into the paranormal back in 2018?
Like I said, it was just one of those things after we moved up here. And I'm like, you know what? We could probably make this happen, you know?
Great.
And what really got me paying more attention to it, I was 19 years old and my mom's dad passed away. And I woke up one, you know, the night we buried him, and standing in front of my bed, there was a figure, just a regular old shadow figure. The very first time I seen one. Right. It was his height, his width, and he just turned around, and you can literally watch him walk down the set of steps. Now, these steps are like old wooden steps, so when you hit it, it cracks and creak. Didn't hear nothing like that. And so it just started going on and on, and I kind of got out of it. You know, once you get a little bit older and stuff, you're like, you know. And back probably like 2004, 2005, I ran across a show called Ghost Hunters. I'm watching these guys use just like regular video cameras and stuff. I was like, you know what? These guys got a really good idea. So I, you know, kept on playing around with little things and stuff like that. And then, like I said, in 2018, was like, you know what? let's do this. You know, we're in a good state. It's got a lot of history behind it. So let's give it a shot. And we've been going it.
That's awesome. My brother, Michael Anthony, he says, welcome to the number one show on talk radio. Thank you, sir. And hey, Amanda, good to see you. Hey, River, good to see you. Yeah, so my people are coming in now. That's cool. Thank you, everybody, for, you know, stopping in tonight. So where are you originally from? Because your accent seems to be pretty interesting, sir.
I'm originally from a small town called Pikeville, Kentucky.
Pikeville?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't there a murders down there?
Hatfield McCoys.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Pikeville was actually the McCoy side, and just across the river there was actually the Hatfields.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we've got pretty much one good sized cemetery over in town. It's up on a hill. That's where most of the McCoys has actually been buried at. The father and mother, Randall and Mary, I believe that's her name, is actually buried there with their daughter Rosanna.
Okay.
And that story, it's crazy, you know, because Rosanna fell in love with a Hartford boy, John C. And, you know, she ended up getting pregnant out of wedlock, and Randall pretty much, supposedly he disowned her and all this kind of stuff, and that wasn't part of the whole feud. I mean, it was just one of those things to just add the gasoline to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different stories on that.
Brian said, "Oh, Kaysen, hi Kaysen, good to see you." Kaysen, he's from Sri Lanka. Okay. Gary says, "Welcome to the number one host on talk radio." Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. River says, "Hello, Sean and Jay and everyone. Good evening. Pikesville, Kentucky is not far from Bristol, Tennessee."
No, it really ain't. It's a couple of hours, yeah.
Okay, Gary. Michael says, "Good homestead, the metal detect." And Gary said, "Hatfield and McCoys, I think we're on the Andy Griffin show." No, I'm sorry, Gary. It's down in North Carolina, and I've actually been down there, so it's just pretty cool down there. So how did you come up with the Northern Appalachian Paranormal Society or group?
Well, you know, it's like it's one of those trial and error things. We was trying to come up with names, stuff like that. It's like, well, babe, you know, we moved up to the north. I was raised up in the Appalachian Mountains. You know, I was like, you know what? Let's call it this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's like, okay. She's like, I really like the sound of that. I was like, okay, good. You know, you like it, I like it. Let's go for it.
And how many do you have in your group?
Altogether, you know, it sounds like a lot. You know, it's actually like 19 of us, but all of us is pretty much spread it out. I got 4 nephews back home. And the rest of them's up this way, but we all, you know, I've got a few of them up in the New Kensington area. I got a few of them that's not too far from me, and like around Vandergriff, stuff like that.
Okay. And do you remember your first investigation?
The very first one I can really recall, I got asked by Drake to go to the library, and I ended up going there. And that's where I met most of these guys, was actually right there. Mm-hmm. And I ended up doing the whole Friday and Saturday with him, and we had some really cool stuff. I mean, I was helping him set his DVR system up, and me and him was in there talking. We was talking about the building and stuff. We was in the music hall right there.
Right.
The old piano was sitting there. And we was placing the camera right there so, you know, we can face the doorways going in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just me and him was over there just talking. You've been in there. You know how the echo would play. Yes. And me and him was over there talking. We were just, you know, shooting the stuff. And all of a sudden you hear this lady just come over top of me, him both, and just shushed us. And I was like, dude, we just got shushed. Yeah, I know.
Did you actually hear it when you heard it?
Yeah, yeah, it was disembodied, yeah.
Okay, cool. Did you get like the chills, goosebumps, or I call them spidey senses?
It was one of those things that caught us off guard because we really, you know, we mm-hmm. wouldn't expect anything, you know.
Yeah, that like place is very, very haunted over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, and, you know, it's crazy because I've investigated the Carnegie Library in Carnegie, PA, the one down in Brownsville, PA,
mm-hmm.
And the one over there with Drake and you. And it just seems like they're all haunted, dude. The Carnegie establishments are like freaking haunted. And it's just amazing. I don't know. Does Andrew Carnegie jump from one library to the other library? What do you think?
You know, to tell you the truth, Sean, that's one of those things that I was studying because, you know, like we all said before, you know, we're all made up of energy. We can't be destroyed or created or anything like that, but we can change, you know, that energy can change forms.
Mm-hmm.
And it travels. So I really think that, you know, once we leave these physical body and go to that next plane,
mm-hmm.
that the time and space won't matter and we can jump from just any place we want, truly,
right,
with nothing really stopping us.
Mm-hmm. And I'm right there with you. You know, I believe also too that when you die, your spirit dies, because what we have here, it's just a shell. It's all it is, a shell. Our spirit mm-hmm. lives within. River Rose says, the Appalachian Mountains have so much history. It's crazy, insane how much history and strangeness. Hold on. I'm going to ask Jay here about the Appalachian Mountains real quick here. But with me finishing up, yeah, so when we die, our shell dies, our spirit leaves, and yes, we walk different planes. So mm-hmm. it's very possible that it could have. I have no doubt in my mind, but the question is, and an investigator I knew, Russ Round, he always asked the question, now, when you die and your spirit is out there, okay, do you have to follow rules in the spirit world? Think about it.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, I mean,
that's a possibility.
Yeah, it is. I mean, so I'm not a nutcase or nothing like that, but I'm looking forward to finding out if we need rules out there or what happens. You know, I'm so used to actually doing the investigating, but to actually be what it looks like on their side looking back at us. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So Rivers said again, the Appalachian Mountains have so much history. It's crazy, insane how much history and strangeness. Okay, question to you, Jay. How strange is it?
I mean, sometimes you can go up there and it can be just normal, you know. And certain times, you know, like we were talking about the Bel Air House, you know, You can feel that change,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you can see the change. It's just it's wild. We had
can you give an example?
Yeah, there's a little small battlefield not that far from my hometown, and it's called Middle Creek Battlefield.
Okay,
and that battlefield was actually like the whole turning point for Kentucky going up to the Union side, you know.
Mm.
And we was down there like 2019, and one moment it was real calm, you know, and then you could watch like the fog roll in and this everything got real dark. And it's like the mountains up there, you could watch it completely get dark. That's not just because it's sort of nighttime, it just gets real dark.
Mm-hmm.
And you start feeling like you're being watched, and you know, and more likely, especially when I was little, some of those hills, I wouldn't even walk them. you know.
Okay.
And you just get that uneasy feeling like something's behind a tree looking at you.
Now, you hear everybody, like, on TikTok and you read or listen to on YouTube, and they say that if someone calls your name, you don't answer back. Or if you hear whistling, don't whistle back. I mean, this is what I've been hearing about them, and these are people who actually investigated the Appalachians or actually lived in the Appalachians, and I was wondering if you heard of anything such a thing like that.
Like that, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, is it possible? It's a possibility there's something out there trying to get someone's attention.
I think they're beautiful mountains, honest to God. They're gorgeous as hell. And did you know that Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is the largest town in the Appalachian Mountains?
I had no idea.
Yeah, I found that out. I did a show on it a long time ago and found out Pittsburgh was the largest town, city in the Appalachians. It's kind of crazy. Kaysen has a question.
Okay.
Any theories on those small balls / jewel-like orbs people seeing almost over their heads? Can't be UFOs. Do you have any idea what that could be?
I mean, if someone's trying to put that as a category like a UFO, that could be, me personally, I wouldn't put that in like a UFO category. I would say it's more like an Earth light, because, you know, the Earth itself is made of energy just like all of us anyway.
Right.
And that there have been actually, cases that, you know, people has actually witnessed these Earth lights coming about, and just multicolored little orbs.
Right. Now, I've seen, like, I've been out. I don't venture too far out in the woods because I am from the city, and you know what I mean. I might only go about 200 yards in, and that's on a good night. You know what I mean. And a good path for me to walk. But I have witnessed, when he's talking about the balls of light, I have witnessed, you know, balls like going all over the place, right? And now I believe in the fairies, the fays, and stuff like that, you know? Yeah. And I know I have seen them, okay? The balls of light are pretty interesting. And what's crazy about the balls of light, you know, they kind of make you come toward them. Do you know what I mean? It's just like enticing you to go to them. And I'm saying to myself, self, just stay right where you're at. God only knows what's going to happen if you follow those orbs or them little bulbs. You know what I mean? That
would be crazy
and insane.
Yeah, it's one of those things. We just don't know until we, you know, venture over there and see what it is.
Have you ever gone into the mountains and do a paranormal investigation?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not truly. Not the way, you know, when you brought it across to me, not the way I envisioned, the way I wanted to, you know, because, you know, when you said going in the mountains, I'm going to go up in the mountain, you know.
Okay. Instead of saying the Appalachian Mountain, I just said that's where I meant.
Not fully, but yeah, oh yeah, I would definitely spend like a whole day up in the hills, no problem.
Is there a certain area in which you would like to investigate?
Not really, because, you know, the whole mountain range start, you know, they run all the way up this way anyway. So, you know, whatever's back home is probably up this way too.
River Rose says, I live near the Cherokee National Park in the southern Appalachian Mountains. And yes, the fairies and fae are here, and I see the balls of light by the river near me. Ah, sweet, River. Thank you for sharing that. That's pretty neat to hear. Thank you. But If you were going into the mountains, sir, what equipment would you bring with you? I mean, you can't bring your DVR system. You can't bring in all kinds of other crap. What is your go-to piece of equipment that you know you couldn't use all your video cameras? What's your go-to?
For me, you know, like you just said, I couldn't bring, you know, my video cameras or anything like that. I would just really just go up and just use a regular digital recorder. Mm-hmm. That would be it.
Okay. You know. Do you prefer, what is, like, how your group, how much equipment and what type of equipment do you have?
Oh, wow. we got REM pods, EMF detectors, K2 meters, the DVR system. I got an iPad that I plug the FLIR camera into. It records right there with that. Body cams. That's just half the stuff that I've got just here at the house.
Oh, wow. So you learned getting all that equipment from Mr. Drake, huh? He has an arsenal.
He does. He really does. He, you know, I'm not talking bad about him or anything like that. He kind of goes with more of the, some of them goes with like, you know, the apps and stuff like that. And I want to stay away from that.
Yes.
And the rest of my guys, they want to use it, and that's fine. I mean, if I can get something that's relevant to what I'm asking, I'm going to go ahead and follow that app.
Right.
But
I'm not a really big app person either. And that's just me. My go-to is, and I'm old school, I use the K2 meter and the DVR. I think the K2 meter is the best piece of equipment out there. What a K2 meter is, everybody, is that it picks up electromagnetic fields. And to me, it's the best piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. Kason, maybe you can answer this, River. And he goes, Kason asks, why do fairies get a bad rap as tricksters, as bad omens, and stuff like Irish folklore? What do you think, Jay? I think not all fairies get a bad rap. Let me ask you this, Jay. Do you think maybe if you go in and you kind of mess up their like fairy rings and stuff like that, you know, or cause them trouble, that they can come back and, you know, do a little bit of damage to you? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those things everybody says about them. If, you know, if you do something to disrespect them, something like that, they're going to turn back around. They're going to do something nasty to you.
Right. Now, I have a friend. Go ahead, please.
But, you know, like I said, it's just one of those things. You give them good intents and stuff like that, and they can, you know, be like your best friends, you know.
True. Jamar says, indeed, don't piss with the fae. you know, you just don't. You don't mess. And, dude, I'm telling you, I have also seen a gnome, okay? I have seen one. It was a guy about 3 feet high, had a red ball cap, and I'm like, cool as hell. You know what I mean? So I guess as the more that you spend investigating and open yourself to the energies and to the universe, more things are going to be coming towards you. You know, you'll be able to see different things. What do you think of that, sir?
I have to agree with you on that. That goes back to one of my theories that, you know, when you really sit there and actually spend time with me and a few other ones, I like doing experiments.
Okay.
I'm real big on that. You know, like I said, the whole paranormal science and stuff, I have to do something scientific just to make me feel better at night. And
go ahead.
One of the things, you know, we were studying was the our conscience. Can we all come together as one?
Okay.
I was telling Carrie, she's one of the young psychics that I've got. And she, you know, we were sitting there talking. We was up at Hillview, and we was in one of the big rooms there on Angelo's side, on the far end on the right. Mm-hmm. And we was over there, and she was just sitting there, and she was communicating with the spirit, this little one. And she was just, like I said, she was doing it telepathically. Then all of a sudden, I started seeing this little girl, just like from my, you know, I can't really explain. I don't know if it's actually from what I was looking at. It was actually inside my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, holy crap. You know? She,
yeah.
You know, she looked at me and went,
mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, we're going to be taking a break in about a minute because I got to do it and run two commercials and say what I said at the beginning. But River, thank you for answering this for Kason. River says they may get the bad rap because maybe they are running into unauthentic souls. I have never gotten anything bad. Oh, you, River has like one of the most beautifulest, gentlest soul on earth. I mean, she think. And Jamar says the Fae are the coolest beings on the face of the earth. As long as you're respectful, mindful, and let them be. That's true. And Kason says, I think we are already one consciousness having an illusion of separation. Yes. So everybody, listen, I'm going to be back in about 70 seconds. So you have to go to the bathroom, have a cigarette, get something to drink. This is the time to do it. And then we come back and then we're going to do the second part of the show. So come on back.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Night with Sean Kelly, along with my guest, Jay Blackburn. I would like to thank Carnation again for sponsoring the hour of my show. You can always catch me, too, on Sunday nights at 8:10 to 9:10 p.m. on the same channel here at UPRN Talk Radio, 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi. And I want to thank Joe Monteldo, who owns the station, for allowing me to come on these two nights and bring you, you know, an hour each night of different topics. But I forgot to say this at the beginning. Remember, April 6th this year, it's a Saturday night, there is going to be an open investigation down at the Dudas Farms. That's Dudas Farms. They are located in Brownsville, Pennsylvania. And what you need to do, I'm not in charge of this. They asked me if I could get something together. So I'm just spreading the word here. It's for all paranormal groups, and it's all for all, everybody that has never been on a paranormal investigation, who would like to have the opportunity to actually work with other paranormal groups. So remember, that's April 6th at the Dudas Farm, D-U-D-A-S Farms. And it starts at 8 p.m. So as more information that I get on, comes to me on Worst Post Meet or something like that, I will pass it on to you. So everybody, please tell everybody else about this open investigation. I mean, I think it's going to be great. And I do believe that's going to be the opportunity, not only for new people to find out what's happening, but other groups, you know, just being around other groups, you know, maybe get some paranormal unity in there. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
River Rose says, thank you, Sean. You are beautiful, too. Thank you, River. Thank you very much. Touches my heart. Thank you. So now, the second part, I was reading your bio, when I was reading your bio, what is paranormal sciences?
Paranormal sciences, that's, you know, when, I'm trying to find the right way there. Really explain it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We know that paranormal stuff that's not really explained, you know. There's mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to do now. But the science part is, well, you know, I'm digging deeper into like the other dimensions, string theory,
quantum physics.
Quantum physics, yeah. I mean, that's mm-hmm. one of the biggest things I dived into was quantum physics. I'm like, oh, wow, you know,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm a small town kid doing, you know, looking at stuff like this. I'm like, oh, wow.
Now, are you doing it on your own, or are you going through some kind of class online?
I'm doing an online class, actually.
Okay. Okay. And how's that coming? I mean, what are your teachers like? What are some of the subjects that you learn?
It's pretty, you know, it's not hard, but you know, if you really want to get all the information just from this one course, you know, really want to take your time on it. And I've been working on this since, it's way over a year. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Way over here. It's one of those accelerated programs, but it just jams so much information. You have to really stop and like, whoa, wait a minute.
Right.
You know, and just start taking notes and just looking at the bigger picture. And when I was on vacation, we was on our way back from the Bahamas. I'm sitting on, you know, our balcony one evening. So I'm still out, wasn't sitting, and I'm sitting watching the waves. Which I've got that on my Facebook. And, you know, I started talking about, you know, alternate realities, universes and stuff, how some would actually stick around and some would just be created and just fade out. Just mm-hmm. like the waves would just start waving and someone just fizzles out. I'm like, oh, wow, you know. Mm-hmm. And that really helped me. That vacation really, really helped me open my mind a little bit more.
Okay. Are you in, during your studies of paranormal sciences, have you actually run into different spirits and actually sit down and have a conversation with them, like through your K2 or any other device that you have?
Yeah, yeah. It actually changed my whole outlook on the way my technique. And it's actually helped the other ones in the team, too. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things, you know, before we start investigating, I go in, I explain who I am, you know, let the other ones introduce them. And I also tell them that we will come in with good intentions and we always respect their free will. I've noticed once we, you know, say that we respect their free will, we started getting responses like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, you know, that's interesting, and we just start talking, you know, about like how we are,
right?
And we're still trying to get that, like what me and you talk about, how they see us on that side. So we're still trying to figure that out.
Okay. And they never gave you a definite answer. Now, you know, before you go on, I'm in the same boat as you, so it's like I'm not asking these ridiculous questions, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm right there with you. I just want to make sure that we kind of relate here on some of this stuff, because one time we're going to have sit down and have coffee and just talk about
it. Oh yeah, most definitely. Yes.
But so have you actually ever had an intelligent conversation with a spirit using your DBR?
Not with that. You know, we've caught like little things, but nothing, you know, really major. Now, as far as us doing like REM pod stuff like that, oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that's why you got your psychic lady with you, right? Because yeah, he kind of like answers, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. We got, yeah, I got like two of them.
Okay.
And that brings me back to the other thing is the psychics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how you guys look at it, but you know, doing the studies and stuff, which I kind of leaned on that okay, everyone has some type of psychic ability.
Right. You're right. We're born with it. Go ahead.
Yeah. We just, sometimes we get told, you know, it's nothing.
It, to me, when people start mocking psychics, or, and I do not like that word psychic. I'd rather be called a sensitive or a seer. You know what I mean? Because
yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Because to me, psychic, it's like a stage name, stage type of thing. And listen, everybody, I'm not mocking you all out there.
No.
You know, I'm not. I tell people, I mean, this is how I feel about myself. You know what I mean? When I talk about that. I like be considered a seer. Kason says, I know a group of mediums that react to paranormal investigation videos. They claim they can see spirits and feel energies through the screen. Any comments on that? Huh. Jamar says, a medium, not a fan of either. What's your feeling on what Kason just said there, my friend? They claim they can see spirits and feel energies through the screen. Any comments on that? Personally, me, real quick, my friend, is that there's just too much static, too much interference going on with that. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. I don't know. What's your thought?
I'm going to have to side with you on that. I mean, it's, if you're going to some type of TV screen, something like that, you're going to have to feel that electricity from that TV screen.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not saying they can't, but yet again, it goes to that point.
It's point. Yeah. Yeah. And Jamar Matthew says, medium, not a fan of either. And she agrees with us when we just talking about through the screen. I can't believe it. Jay, very true. I have a clairsentient psychometry since I was 7 years old. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That is really, really interesting. But it just, I'm just fascinated with the sciences, you know. And when I read that in your bio earlier today, I was like, huh, that's pretty interesting. Never really thought about, you know, there's actually a course out there for paranormal sciences. Now, let me ask you this question. Is it hard to work with two psychics, two seers or sensitives in a group?
You know, believe it or not, it's not really. Back in November, we done a fundraiser for the Greene County Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Greene County there. Love the place. It's wild.
That's haunted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The stuff we poured out of there was ridiculous. But it was cool, though. And we had this guy to read him. And we had Carrie. We had Gene. And I figured, you know, we sat back, we watched, and the two really never done it.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, little Carrie, like I said, she's young, she's like 23, and she was just going to town on these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Jean, she would actually go over and she'll look at one and she'll start reading, doing a reading for them one on one. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. They're, you know, she's telling things, and Jean's actually, she can do a one-on-one thing. okay, this is totally opposite from what I expected. But it's neat. It really was. I'm like, okay, this is cool. Mm-hmm. Was it anything bad? No, they really won't really extraordinary well together.
Right.
And I'm really leaning on that where Carrie was younger. And some of the ones she was actually talking to was some younger people there. So, okay. You know.
Well, at least they're open about it, and at least they work together, you know, with the group. Because I've known many other people who have tried working with more than one psychic in a group or mm-hmm. sensitive in a group, whatever. There's a lot of egos that get involved with all that crap. In fact, Paranormal Investigation has a shitload of egos too, man. And they just got seriously got to go because that's not what we're all about.
Exactly.
Now, and also in your bio, we talked about this earlier before the show, you're a demonologist.
Mm-hmm.
What got you into being a demonologist?
Originally, what it was, I wanted to educate people on what not to do.
Okay.
You know, because you know how it is, son. Someone can go up there and they can do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
They can summon the wrong one. And, you know, I don't want them to go out there and try to be like the next Zach Bagans or something like that and just do something really off the wall and it's going to end up injuring them or anything, their family.
Right.
That's the biggest part why I wanted to do it.
Okay. And I agree with you there. But when we talked before the show, I told you I'm going to come out with this question. Okay. There's like over 2,500 demons out there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know which demon that you are working with?
Well, hopefully, you know, after so long, the demon's actually going to tell you, you know, the real name of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that way you can actually resource what you're looking for and you can, you know, go from there with that.
Okay. Now, go ahead. This is interesting.
You know, and it's like I told everybody else, you know, once you figure out how to, you know, not really defeat it, just get rid of it, really.
Right.
You know, I really don't think you can really defeat it. You can just move it on.
Okay. And now, is that through prayer or what? Is there a certain ritual you go through as a demonologist that you get rid of? Now, the demon, you don't have to explain it, but if you want to, you're very, you know, you can. But everybody out there listening to the show tonight, do not do this by yourself. Have somebody there with you to help you. If you think you have a demon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it goes back to the whole thing of doing a exorcism. And more I got into the paranormal studies and all that. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And it came up, hey, you know, you can do this and get ordained and stuff. And I help you doing your exorcisms and all that. I'm like,
right.
Why not? You know?
Yeah.
And have something else put on my resume. So.
Yeah. True.
And the sad thing is, I forgot about it. You know, my wife came with the whole significance. She's like, you didn't tell me this. I'm like, I forgot about it.
River goes, Kason says, correction, not really through the screen. I can't really explain it, but they can talk with the spirits and stuff in there watching the video. They also get help from their spirit guides. Yeah, we all have spirit guides. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Then River says, wow, that is amazing, Jay. And I agree. It's important to know what not to do and exactly what you are dealing with. Yes. And that's so true, River, you know. And I commend you, my friend. You know, one day we'll sit down, like I said, have a coffee, and then I will explain a little bit about, you know, mine, what I do. You know what I mean? But I definitely know about the exorcisms, and I definitely know about clearing houses out. Now, in my instances, you know, I blame TV. I blame Hollywood. I blame, you know, the media, because they seem to call everything a demon. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So it's, to me, it's like 99.1%. It isn't a demon. It's just one pissed off ghost that, that you change the wallpaper on them and then they're mad. And so they're breaking all hell. You know what I mean? Do you do a lot of private residences?
We haven't lately, you know, I had someone that was, I ended up going up and, we done like just a really quick go walk through and stuff. And, some of the places I went to that, you know, the house is just chaotic. You know, there's like hoarding. And, you know, I look and told him, say, you know, if you get, if you can get this straightened up, this activity is going to, it's going to die out. It's going to leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, you know, or I know you live in chaos, you know, get rid of them. They're going to leave. You just got mad.
Yeah. And or just tell them straight out, you know, if you show fear, they're just going to keep coming at your ass. And then if you don't show fear, they're going to, if you show, don't show them fear, then they're just going to leave you alone. And,
oh yeah. Yeah. We had one probably over a year ago and, two kids was involved and, one of my team members called me up and told me, hey, you know, they got kids involved. I told them, where am I going?
You got to go. You got to go.
Yeah, that's the first thing. When it comes to kids, I'm out the door quick. My wife.
Two, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm gone. You got to, you got to do it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But, we're getting kind of close. We're getting close to closing up the show because it's only an hour long, but I'm going to ask you two questions. And, the first one is going to be, where was the most favorite place you ever investigated?
Oh, one of my favorite places. There's quite a bit of them, Sean.
I mean, the one that just stands out, like.
Stands out to me. That has the most activity, I would have to say, right at this moment, would have to be Hillview Manor up in Newcastle. It's okay, like every time I'm up there, it everything changes. It's always something different, something new.
Right. And what would you tell a new person who wants to get involved with paranormal investigating? What would you tell them?
I would tell them, you know, from my experience, be careful what to do, go in for good intentions, and respect that free will. Just like me and Sean, all of us got it. They've got it too.
Right, exactly. And go with somebody that knows what the hell they're doing. Don't go out and do it by yourself. Don't go by yourself or another friend. Don't go out drunk. Don't do no drugs. No. Always get permission if you pop into a cemetery. So, Jay, thank you very much. You still got a couple minutes. Would you like to put in the last words before I let you go there? Yeah, go ahead. And then how can people get a hold of you? And how can people get a hold of you?
You know, you can find us on Facebook. That's pretty much the biggest thing that we use. I've tried different things, and it seems like Facebook is really a big thing nowadays. You can get on there and just look under the Northern Appalachian Paranormal Society. If you know, really just want to reach out to me, you know, just look me up, Jay Blackburn. You can't miss this face, believe me.
Is it Appalachian or Appalachia?
I call it Appalachia. So,
okay. That's tomatoes and tomatoes.
You know,
I'm putting this right now into the chat so everybody can copy it down.
Oh, yeah. I'm always I don't care no one bit to answer anybody's question. If they just want to send it straight over like that, I'd be fine with that.
Right. And let's see, where are we at? Okay. Kason says, thank you very much to the both of us. Jay, again, thank you for being on the show tonight. We're going to do another show together, but it's not going to be so much on ghost hunting. I would like to do more about the Appalachian Mountains, okay, and all the different stuff that goes on in the mountains itself.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome.
And I hope I get to see you April 6th down at the Judas Farms. You know, bring your group and go out and have fun.
Meet me again. Let's go.
All right, Jay, thank you very much, sir. And I will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, everybody, I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. It was really, really interesting. You're welcome, Christopher James. I'm sure he's hearing it too, so he can stick around and listen in the back room. But he's a good dude, man. Very good investigator. He's very, you know, he's very gung-ho about the investigating the paranormal. And like I said before, I did investigate with him and Drake Bowman from the Oakmont Paranormal Society. And he has so much to give, so much to teach, to tell. So if you really can, please go see, you know, look him up on Facebook. I'm telling you what, I'm going to type it right in here. You know, so you can look him up on Facebook. River Rose says, great show, Sean and Jay. Thank you. Hey, you guys should check out the Cherokee National Park. You know what? I might just have to do that. Thank you. I might just have to do that. I know in 2 years I'll be able to do that. Right now, I have some money problems, but you know what? I am going to head everywhere pretty soon. If not, in 6 years. That's when I retire. But again, everybody, thank you very much for coming and watching the show tonight. This next Sunday coming up, I do have a guest, and it's going to be an interesting one. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it's going to be a very good show. Children, please, whatever you do, go up to your parents, give them a hug, and tell them that you love them. And parents, please, whatever you do, go to your children, give them a hug, and tell them that you love them. And if you don't have no parents, and if you don't have no, you know, children, find somebody, give them a hug, and tell them that you love them, because those three words, I love you, go a long way. And on that note, good night, see you Sunday night, and sweet dreams.